Good afternoon, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk to you about overcoming the issues of biblical dress. And I'm not necessarily going to go into the detailed teachings on the fact that women should be dressing biblical and head covering and how to do it, because we have a lot of articles on that, and that's something you should take the time to dig into the scriptures and the Greek and Hebrew meanings of the words. Today, I just want to encourage those of you who have already seen that in scriptures, you already know it, you're already maybe just learning about it. I just want to help you overcome some of the obstacles and the issues that come with it, because we get a lot of pushback on this and people using it as excuses for not having to do it. So what I want to share with you is one of the big things about doing this is it's a humbling experience, because if we look at Isaiah 3, we see that they were proud and haughty. And I'm going to read Isaiah 3, 16 through 24. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a twinkling with their feet. Therefore, the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and the round tires like the moon, the chains, and the bracelets, and the mufflers, the bonnets, and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, and the rings, and the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, and the wimples, and the crisping pins, the glasses, and the fine linen, and the hoods, and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of a well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. So if we go, that's a lot right in there. You need to go study that, the depths of it. But the part I want to, just for the sake of the audio here, is I wanted to point out, God says he's going to take away their bravery. I wanted to tell you what that bravery is. The definition is in, let's see, hold on a sec. Ornament, literally or figuratively, beauty, comely, fair, glory or glorious, honor, majesty. So keep that in mind as we go further. God's going to take all that away from them. So think about this. As unregenerate women wearing unbiblical clothing and uncovered heads, we're walking around exposing our nakedness and our shame. And I want to read Isaiah 47, 2 and 3 to show you that. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. So I want to just toss this in here as a side note. Head coverings were obviously a part of a woman's clothing. You see that throughout the Old Testament. But anyway, when we strip ourselves down and we cover it up, head covering, dress, and we do it in a biblical fashion, we are removing our beauty or the bravery that God said he would take away from them. We are doing it unto the Lord. And then if you see the reference to a woman's glory being covered in 1 Corinthians 11, that would be her hair. I'm going to do more on head covering coming up. So look at the whole context of this. They're walking around all haughty and dressed and decked out and everything. God says, I'm going to take it all away. But us in the New Testament, us saints who have been regenerated and we have the Holy Spirit, we take all that away and we cover it up and we become a humble, lowly servant for the Lord. That's our reasonable service to him, that he might be exalted. We must decrease and he may increase. So when we biblically follow God's command to cover and dress, what's left? Whatever's inside of us, right? So think about that. What's inside you? If you strip it down, if you haven't done it yet, you strip down everything on the outside, what's left? What will the world see of you? Those of you who have already stripped yourself, look within yourself. What is in there? Living out in the parking lots and being out on the streets all the time and doing things like this, sometimes there's distractions and I got distracted, but I'm back. Anyway, so I was talking about what is within you once you strip all the rest of it. So look in yourself. Is the desire to show off your glory and nakedness still there? Or do you have a humble willingness to cover yourself and let the world see the power of God come from within you? Is it working with you, sisters? The power of God, is he within you? Is that what the world is going to see? And do you have a thankful attitude for what he's done for us? Or are you resistant and pushing back against it? That will show what's really in your heart. And instead of a willing heart that we hope to see in people most often, it's a rebellious heart. And people make excuses for not doing it. And I'm going to share with you, yeah, I know there's troubles, physical troubles, stress that comes with wearing such clothing that can cause you trials within your everyday life as a godly woman. And I'm going to share some of them. So one of them is, we could be accused of looking like a cult or a Muslim. I get that all the time. So does Brother Jim. So we already know about that. I'm going to teach you how to overcome that. Another one is, let's see, we lived on a homestead. So let me think about this. When I would walk through the woods, my skirt would get snagged on all the branches, get those little sticker things in there and have to sit there and pick it out because your skirts flare out. There's lots more fabric there. It's harder to walk over things. It's harder to get over like a fence if you've got a farmstead. It's not quite as easy to squat down and gather the eggs because now your skirt's dragging through the barnyard mess. You know what I'm saying? Trying to carry water and it's sloshing on a skirt that flares out and that you might have tripped on. You're in the garden and you squat down to pull some weeds and you stand on your skirt and you try to stand up. And I know every single day almost when I try to get in the van here, if I'm not careful, I step on my skirt. Just the other day, I almost hit the floor trying to get in. Yep. It's part of what you end up having to deal with. And for us, and I know you too, many of you live in a windy area. When we're out on the streets, the wind could blow it. Well, Brother Jim's really good about trying not to get us out there, but you still have to deal with it when you're in the world is the wind. So how did I kill my flesh with dealing with all this? I just told myself to get over it and deal with it. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, it's just part of living as a godly woman. I'm not going to soften it and make it any better. I'm just going to say you just got to kill your flesh and get past that so that way you can be doing the work of the Lord and not focusing on yourself and your flesh. You know, one way to get over it and deal with it is to be thankful and rejoice in what the Lord has done. He didn't kill me as a sinner when he could have. He offered me the hope of eternal life. So why am I going to sit there and bemoan the fact that I trip on my skirt or that my head covering makes me hot in the summer when the sun's beating down on it? I could sit there and focus on my flesh, or I could be thankful and rejoicing unto the Lord and getting on with life to where I could bring him glory and shine the light of truth to somebody else who might be seeking. Amen, sisters? And the biggest thing about this, when we kill our flesh, when we throw it down as a reasonable service to the Lord and we get past all this and just learn how to deal with it, there's no flesh left, or very little, you battle it. What's left? The one thing that we want left, the Spirit. We want the world to see the Spirit in us. We want to walk in the Spirit. But if you're walking in your flesh and hating your clothing and your head covering, you're not walking in the Spirit. You're walking in yourself, which is selfish. That's unthankful. That's not content. Those are sins against a mighty God. So I encourage you, sisters, this is just me. And I hope it helps you. I don't have anything else to give you. Get over it. Deal with it. Be thankful for the Lord of what he offers to us. And let's move on because, you know, it's a dark world out there. And Brother Jim and I always say this. We need to redeem the time. The days are evil. We don't have time to be sitting here focusing on our flesh and worrying about all this. And I'm going to leave you with that. It's my plea that you learn how to get past that and strive on as a godly, obedient woman. Let me know if I can help you in the things of God pertaining to women. We love you all. Have a joyous day, and may God be praised.